All right, it's 5 minutes past 4 o'clock on a Thursday. You know what that means. It's Wine of the Week time again with our good friends from Tops at Lifestyle. Eamon and Valencia, although Valencia's got such a terrible cold, she's going to be not even involved in this conversation. In fact, we're going to put her in another room, like outside. Yay, yay. Why people with colds come into this my studio? Why? Yeah, come spray this. And listen, it's nice to have you back in the studio. And today, we're going to be introducing you to something special. It looks very special indeed. Huh? And a lovely name. A Buchentraub. I love that.
Cederberg Buchentraub.
Yeah. Do you call it Buchentraub? 2022. A cool continental climate, diverse soil types, unpolluted air, and free-flowing crystal clear waters. That sounds exactly like Belita. Nah, it doesn't. We've got none of that. but up in the mountains where it comes from, a rare cultivar with less than 44 hectares left in South Africa, southwest facing, all of the right conditions to produce a superlative wine. Tell us about it, Eamon.
Dave, what else can I say? Your notes are there, the Cederberg Buchentraub. Not sweet as some people will think it as being a dessert wine. It's not a dessert wine. It is slightly sweet, but it's got a nice follow-through dryness coming from the back of the palate.
I see that they're very adamant in their insisting that this is not a sweet dessert wine.
Yes.
Because in the past, I think Buchentraub as a cultivar has often been associated with dessert.
With dessert, that's correct, Dave. But this now is a different style of Buchentraub, now made by David Newitt, Nieboot. Who also does the Ghost Corner range of wines from them. This is from his stable. And I presume he is probably one of our more reputable, he's probably one of our top 10 winemakers in the country. He's in the top 10 list.
So this is a wine that is designed to be paired with food. They say is the perfect spicy but not too hot fusion food partner. So it would go well with a Cape, a sweet Cape type curry, not necessarily a hot Durban curry.
Not a Durban curry, not a very hot, spicy Durban curry, but a nice, mild Thai flavor curry, and not too creamy either.
Yes, they say it doesn't like chocolate or dairy.
Yes,
surprisingly,
that's because he stipulates it's not a dessert wine where you could pair with. Mind you, there probably are some people out there who would like to pair it, or like to taste it with chocolate. It depends on your palate.
Uh-huh.
That's his recommendation. That's it, not to have it with that, but everybody's palate is different.
Okay, so he reckons it would go very well of all things sweet barbecues. I've never come across a sweet braai in my life. Although I suppose some people put a
sticky wings.
Those things.
Monkey gland sauce is very sweet. With on, say, chicken wings or barbecue sweet ribs, that type of thing.
Okay, and he says the Turkish desserts are natural partners for Buchentraub.
I don't know where we're going to get Turkish desserts.
Well, I was going to say, the last time I was around the block looking for a Turkish dessert, I came up empty-handed. But a Turkish delight, possibly.
Possibly. That might be the ideal thing, Dave.
However, if you're looking for a pairing with cheeses, well, they say the Burenkaas, Edam, Emmental, Gruyère, and unsmoked Provoloni. Those are all good matches. And it's received accolades from all of the right guys. I mean, Platters Wine List SA, Women's Wine and Spirits Award, Wine Mag, Tim Atkins, Stephen Tanzer, they're all there. The Wine Spectator Review, so it's a good wine. Let's take a splash, let's take a taste, and we will come back, dear listener, and I'll let you know exactly what to expect. Here we go, a little bit of music from the Dirty Skirts, and we'll be back. Okay, the Dirty Skirts in the background, striking the match. We've just been taking a sip of the Cederberg Buchertraub 2022, which they are adamant is not a dessert wine. I am telling you that if it came any sweeter than that, it would be a Muscatel. Look, you're quite right. It does have a lovely acidity to it. It does, as you say, it doesn't hang around too long. Mm. It's there and it's gone. Mm. And it certainly has elements of the I suppose almost the dryness that they indicating you would find. But if you're a lover of sweet white wines, but you want a little bit of a sophistication that takes it to the next level, I would suchest a Cederberg Buchertraub 2022. I would definitely suggest pairing that with something a bit more, shall we say, well, the cheeses that they've recommended are fantastic. And I would imagine absolutely it would work extraordinarily well with a curry, a Cape Malay type babuati, or one of, you know, those lots of full of fruits.
Yeah, full of fruits. Yes, a babuati full of fruits, not just a normal babuati where you get raisins in it, but add in some maybe figs into it, throw berries.
And that's where he's talking about the Turkish desserts, etc. Yes. So go with that as an extraordinary experience. Wine and food pairing, it's fantastic. Now, it's available at Tops at Lifestyle. I'm sure that we're going to be inviting people to pop in on the weekend and sample a little sweetness in their lives.
Saturday and Sunday, normal time, 12 to 2, in Tops, in the store, at the back of the store where I normally sit. Valencia and Amanda will be there.
Valencia will be in the sick bay, I'm telling you. She looks like this now by Saturday. Oy, 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 oy.
After one or two glasses of this, I think she'll be all right.
In the box.
Then, they'll be able to taste it on Saturday, Sunday between 12 and 2. And price-wise, 120 rand a bottle.
Okay, so it's a lovely, sophisticated. I would still classify it, although they say it's not a dessert wine. I would suggest maybe it's definitely in that direction. Although you definitely could drink it around the braai if you were having some lovely sticky wings or that kind of thing.
Some candy floss.
Well,
I wouldn't say candy floss.
No.
Have it.
A lovely cheese platter and enjoy that.
Yes,
it's really good. 120 bucks a bottle. It's a nice gift as well, and it's available at Tops at Lifestyle. Plenty of stock. Go and taste it on the weekend, Saturday, Sunday, 12 to 2, either day. Go and chat with Eamon or Valencia or Amanda and the team. They'll love to introduce you to this and other excellent choices in the cellar at Tops at Lifestyle.
And a competition, Dave. We got a great competition going for our luxury food mixer we donated by Hawkabier Pure Jardin, so it's valued at 12,000. The competition runs till the end of June, and all you have to do is purchase any bottle of Pure Jardin MCCs or Hawkabier wines, that's your Tranquil or Chardonnay Pinot Noir. Write your name and name and phone number on the back of the tilsip, place it in the box there, and you're in to win.
So you see, it's a trip to Tops at Lifestyle is so worth it, because not only will you be able to sample on the weekend this wonderful wine, but you'll also be able to enter the competition, buy some good wine, and that's your entry. That's your entry fee. It's like as simple as that. And hopefully, we'll be talking about you when it comes to the winner of that marvelous competition for that very sophisticated 12,000 rands worth of food processing equipment. Beautiful accessory to any kitchen. And we hope the winner will be you. Thank you, Eamon. Thank you very much for bringing Valencia, as sick as she is now. Take her away! Put her back in the box! And we'll catch up in a week's time on the afternoon show on Radio Life and Style.